This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Right now in Las Vegas, about 170,000 people are converging for CES. That's the big yearly electronics and tech show where some 400,000 companies show off new stuff, tech people network, and journalists try to figure out what you're actually going to use in the future. Our own senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is there. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Lizzie. How are you?
I am good. Tell us about why CES matters now. I mean, who's even there?
Well, it turns out a lot of people, especially judging from the cab lines. CES, it used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. Now it's just plain CES. And increasingly, it's a show where people come to not just look at what is going to be the big tech trend for the coming year, but also make deals. It's a big media show. There are a lot of international attendees. Even the companies that don't officially exhibit, like Amazon and Apple and Google, have some sort of presence here. And there are so many startups that even venture capitalists are starting to come.
Well, and this has also led to kind of larger conversations than just on the consumer front. I mean, about policy and the change of presidential administrations.
Yeah, that is really a big layer over this year's show in particular. The Consumer Technology Association is the nonprofit trade group that puts on CES, and it is fundamentally a lobbying group. They're based in Washington. They lobby on behalf of the tech industry. They try to promote innovation, you know, as a business trade association, but also as a political arm. And so the questions of policy that are raised by an incoming administration are huge. The FCC is always a big topic of conversation here. I talked to Gary Shapiro. He's the CEO of the CTA. And he said that, you know, the tech industry is feeling positive about some things. Obviously, everybody feels excited about investment in infrastructure. You can imagine the tech industry is going to push for tech-based infrastructure investment, the change in the corporate tax rate, some sort of positive immigration changes potentially. But he said that there are also worries.
We're concerned about the discussion of trade. Companies built here, or it'll be, oh, if you import products, we're going to charge consumers a lot more money to go shop at Walmart. So we have some concerns, but we will engage in a dialogue.
The star of CES, Lizzie, is always the Internet of Things, and that is predicated really on a huge flow of inexpensive technology, mainly from China. That, you know, they're talking about a $1 trillion industry that depends on cheap electronics. So the trade question, I think, in particular, is really top of mind.
You mentioned the Internet of Things. I have been in some of our conversations a little skeptical of this.
Yeah.
So is it like ready for prime time now? And what, you know, what besides that is being exhibited this year?
The smart home is basically the biggest trend, I think, at the show this year. We're already seeing some sort of interesting announcements. Today, Amazon announced that it's going to put Alexa into an LG refrigerator.
Wow.
Those are the kinds of trends that I think are actually going to make the smart home usable, because it really comes down to voice. A survey came out just today. Coldwell Banker and Vivint, which is the home security product, 72% of Americans who have smart home products want voice control, because that is the only way to make this stuff work. I am also a skeptic, Lizzie. I think for most people, it's still a little too complicated, but we're getting closer.
Marketplace's Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And since this is the first Wednesday of the new year, that means we've got an episode of our podcast, Corner Office. You can subscribe today if you haven't already. This time, a favorite of ours from the year gone by. An interview with the CEO of Moog Music, the company behind the very well-known Moog synthesizers. It's a good one. Check out Corner Office from Marketplace, wherever you get your podcasts.